How many of you would consider yourselves to be humble? Just put up your hand. That's pretty good. That's pretty, being a pretty good Christian. We don't like to acknowledge the fact that we are humble. As a matter of fact, humility so often in our society seems to be something of a diminishment of ourselves, that we kind of think that we don't think of that as a really very honorable thing to do, to be humble. We kind of look at, sometimes we look at that as a weakness or as a failure, or we're not doing our best if we're humble. We see that so much, and we all like to just kind of exaggerate just a little bit. When we tell a story, if it's going to make us look just a little bit better, we may just add just a little touch. Politicians do that all the time. They're very good at it. They're very good at it. They put all this stuff out there and fully expect people are going to buy some of it. But they exaggerate, you know. Well, I've accomplished this, I've done that, this was successful, you know. They never say they failed in anything. But I guess that kind of goes with the position. You have to sell yourself somehow, and they never do that by humility. At least I've never seen one do it by humility. It's usually by taking the things that they have been involved in, have done, and maybe exaggerate them a little, and a little, and a little more. But humility is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, Christ talks about it quite a bit. And he said, really, the one who's great is the one who's willing to serve all of the rest. The one who is great is the one who's going to be called to the higher place. So we kind of say, well, essentially then, what is humility? What is it? Is it a diminishment of ourselves? Not necessarily, not at all. Does it mean that you can't tell stories or exaggerate a little bit, make yourself look a little better? No, you're all right doing that. People know you well enough. They know how much to cut off and recognize as truth and what to accept as your word. But truth, basically, humility is the truth. It's taking things exactly the way they are and accepting that. That means accepting the gifts that God so abundantly blesses us with, that other people bless us with, accepting our limitations, recognizing that they are there, that I can't do what is beyond my capability or beyond my talent, beyond my gifts. And we take that and just kind of accept it as it is. And interestingly, if we ever try to say that something is really my work, if you really want to analyze it sometime, and we all do this because this is kind of the way we grow. I mean, we take the gifts that God has given to us, that other people have shared with us, and we work with them ourselves, and with the gifts that we have, with the talent that we have, we try to develop them to make them better, more useful, more helpful, whatever it may be, and we can talk about that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's when we take things to ourselves that really are not ours, that we didn't earn, we really don't deserve them, but basically they are gifts. And so we take a look. Say, something that I've achieved in my life. I'm going to tell people how really good I am. And then I sit down and analyze it and start asking the questions. How did I do that? Where did I get the ability? Where was that foundation, that gift, where did that come from? Who helped me develop that? Who maybe paid my way so that I could work at it full time? Who were the parents, the family, the teachers who taught me the basic disciplines of life so that I could keep myself organized enough to accomplish something. And when we start doing that, we all have to say, I think if we're honest with ourselves, we have to kind of say, really, it is gift. It is a gift. The reason I can talk is because God gave me a gift of a voice. I can go back further than that. He gave me life. He gave me some people in my life who taught me how to talk. All of that kind of all goes together. We can keep going back and back. Ultimately, we all come back to God. He is the giver of all gifts. And so if I want to brag about something, I can say I've taken the gift that God gave to me. I did my best with it. That should be the extent of your bragging. Because the rest we should acknowledge is a gift from God, a gift from my family, a gift from my teachers, a gift from my work co-workers who taught me by their experience, who guide me, who corrected me, all of these things. That's somebody else is involved in it. So I'm not doing anything really all by myself. The limitations, that comes along with it. Not everybody has infinite astronomical abilities. Not everybody is capable of being going out into space, an astronaut. Not everybody is capable of being a great musician. Always wanted to be able to hit a high C. I never got close. Not everybody is capable of being a good teacher. We accept the limitations. And you live with them and you work with them. Some of them you can expand on and make them better or find bypasses, find other ways of doing things. But basically we have to accept that sometimes there are things that we just cannot do. I couldn't operate on anybody. I can't stand the sight of blood. I couldn't be a good teacher. I don't have the patience. You know, all of these things, you start analyzing. It is all gift. And the gift and the greatest response to that is our gratitude. And if you ever look, grateful people are usually very humble people. They're the ones who are willing to accept and recognize this is a gift that someone, my God or someone else, has given to me. I should treasure that. I should develop it. I should use it with real care. And it would teach us how to learn respect for other people. That I'm not the most important person in the world. I'm not the most gifted. I can't say that I've really achieved anything by myself. I didn't even get life by myself. That was parents who loved me, who brought me into this world, that God breathed life into me. So I can't claim that. What can I claim except my own faults? The stuff that I really mess up. So when we talk about being humble, basically it's accepting who and what we are, recognizing that everything we have, everything we're capable of is a gift that came basically from God, ultimately from God, but that has been nurtured and helped all along our lifetime by family and by friends and by co-workers and sometimes by enemies. They help us develop our gifts. And if we are really truthful with ourselves and acknowledge that, then I will act humbly before God and before others. I won't find it a problem to step aside and hold a door for someone. I won't mind backing off if somebody cuts me off in traffic. I won't mind doing a lot of things because I recognize that they are people just like I am. They are capable of great things just like I am. They're capable of terrible things, just like I am. But if I'm going to do what God asked me to do with the gifts that He gives, we use them in service of God and other people. So I step out of the way and allow them to go ahead. I hold the door and simply to allow them to go ahead. I let them sit down when there's no extra seats. All of that kind of stuff, it sounds so basically simple and human. It doesn't sound spiritual, but it is. Because that's the way we do what God has called us to do and what he has called us to be. We're willing to take that lower place at table. So when you come in, you don't sit at the head table. You can sit down on the side somewhere. If the host or hostess wants you to be up there, they will come and get you and bring you up, as the gospel story tells. But it's when we exalt ourselves, Christ says, that we will be humbled. But if we humble ourselves, then he will have reason to exalt us. Remember, it is all gift. When we recognize gifts, we should respond with gratefulness, with gratitude. And when we are grateful, then we are also humble, because we are acknowledging that it is a gift.